moment.
Sounds strange, doesn't it? Department of Education, we're going to eliminate it, and everybody knows it's right.
It's something he's long promised to do.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs, and this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
As part of its investigation into the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, federal officials are asking several states to take a closer look at their bridges. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridge's risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
The Key Bridge, which collapsed after a container ship hit it, was 30 times greater than the acceptable risk. Israel's continuing airstrikes and ground operations in Gaza now, and that's prompted protests in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
People dying, a lot of people dying, and there are hostages in Gaza. They're still waiting.
Gaza officials say more than 600 Palestinians have been killed. A federal judge has blocked Doge from accessing personal information from the Social Security Administration. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the story.
The Department of Government Efficiency, or Doge, has been going into federal agencies, accessing information, and purging federal employees. President Trump has long said he would not touch Social Security or Medicare, but Elon Musk's recent comments about Social Security have raised concerns about possible damage to the social safety net. The judge's order blocking Doge's access to the agency's personal information gives Social Security recipients and employees a sigh of relief, even if it's just temporary.
Scott McFarlane reports a former FBI agent has been arrested, accused of taking sensitive records.
According to federal charging documents, the FBI took one of its former agents into custody as that agent tried to leave JFK Airport for a foreign country on Monday. The former agent's name is Jonathan Buma. He's with the agency a long time, but prosecutors say before departing in October 2023, he printed dozens of sensitive FBI records and was writing a book that included inside FBI information.
In a sworn statement today, an immigration attorney argued one of the men who was deported last weekend was a professional soccer player in Venezuela with no criminal record. On Wall Street, Dow finished slightly higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. For tomorrow, increasing clouds and breezy, highs in the mid-50s. Then some rain around for Friday night. Saturday looking mostly sunny and cooler, a high near 40. More rain possible Sunday. It's 42 right now.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. You're ready to play true or false?
Okay.
All right. This is all about hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hand washing, true or false? Number one, you should scrub your hands for no less than 60 seconds. True or false?
Scrub your hands?
Yep.
No.
That is correct. False is correct.
Oh, sorry.
False is correct.
This is not the yes, no game.
20 it's seconds false. Is the minimum, not 60.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, warm or hot water is better than cold for washing hands. True or false?
I would say true. What? Warm water?
Cold, warm, or hot doesn't matter as long as you're using soap.
Oh, gosh. So I kind of got that.
Not at all. No. Do you not understand the concept of the buzzer?
Yeah.
You did not get that one right.
What? I can't hear you. What?
Number three, soap and water is the best way to get rid of germs, more germs.
True.
True is true.
Yay.
Even better than hand sanitizer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yeah, yeah.
Number four, it's okay if you skip washing the backs of your hands.
No, false.
False is correct. Wash all of it.
Yeah.
And finally, you do not need to use antibacterial soap.
True.
True. You do not need to. Regular soap works just fine.
Just fine.
So.
I always had the kids, when they came home from school, right away wash their hands.
Yep.
And so they got into the habit of it. But they sang happy birthday when they, you know.
Oh, to time it out. Yeah.
Yeah. So they sang happy birthday. I don't know. It was something.
Just doesn't matter if you sing it real fast. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Especially if you have cold water.
Yeah. All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. She's got clean hands on WRJ.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Got all about the library like mind is all through.
You shouldn't alive now, you shouldn't alive.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to
you
do now.
Now you shouldn't
and
alive.
We'll have
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
took the T-Bird away.
Fun,
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where farming is still a big thing here in the county. And farmers, we've got you covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 till 6, and she's got reports throughout the day, too. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The following message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now, a local Wisconsin group. Everywhere you turn, someone is trying to get your attention. And the thing that talks loudest and demands the most attention is money. The richest man in the world is using his money to get your attention. And we think that's wrong. So here we are, on your local radio, talking about things we know you care about. Things like the right to bargain for a living wage and benefits. The right to live in a district where your vote will count. And a tax code where everyone pays their fair share, especially billionaires. These things are all potentially at stake in the state Supreme Court election on April the 1st. We don't think that what the richest man in the world wants is necessarily best for us. Don't let him grab your attention and lead you to a decision that may be bad for Wisconsin. In the state Supreme Court race, decide which candidate cares about what is best for us. Make your vote count for Wisconsin on April the 1st.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Some fun
under the boardwalk,
people walking about
under the
1964, it's The Drifters and Under the Boardwalk on WRJN. That was the first song The Drifters released that was produced by Burt Burns, who had just taken over as their producer. He wasn't with them all that long, only 3 years. Burns stayed on until 1967, when he died of a heart attack.
Believer and a homecoming queen.
local news and timeless hits and high school basketball on WRJN. We've got a good one for you tonight. The Prairie School taking on Bon Duel. That's at 6:35. Then tomorrow it's Racine Park taking on Cedarburg. That's at 1:35 tomorrow afternoon. It's tournament time on WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's Mount Pleasant data center project faces a partial setback. CBS 58 reports the company has halted work on two of its Racine County building sites. The first phase of the billion-dollar initiative is not expected to be impacted and is set for a 2026 completion. A court-related custom around election time is ready. The Racine County Bar Association has released the results of its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming Racine County Circuit Court election. It's for a judge position on Branch 7. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, while challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. Five members of the Racine Bar considered both candidates equally qualified. You can see your ballot and how to vote early at myvote.wui.gov. Today, Racine hosts two prominent Wisconsin politicians. Governor Tony Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, promoting his budget's focus on veteran support and tiny home initiatives. Senator Tammy Baldwin is holding a roundtable at the MLK Community Center, rallying against what she says are potential Medicaid cuts. It wasn't 90,000 in the Superdome, but it was a few hundred at a Kenosha County bar for the Hulkster yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office did get a call about all the traffic issues around Bender's Bar in Silver Lake for a visit from Hulk Hogan. He's touring the country promoting a new beer. And Tuesday's Racine Common Council meeting saw insufficient attendance. That means they couldn't proceed with a scheduled veto vote. According to the Racine County Eye, various reasons, including health concerns and prior commitments, kept some alders away. You can find out who was there, who wasn't, and the reasons behind it all at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. For tomorrow, increasing clouds and breezy, highs in the mid-50s. Then some rain around for Friday night. Saturday looking mostly sunny and cooler, a high near 40. More rain possible Sunday. It's 42 right now.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well.
the door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, it's that time of year again. Nearly one in five workers have participated in March Madness pools at work. Men are more likely to get involved than women. 24% of men, only 11% of women.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. He'll talk with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Movie news and the weekend's new movie releases. And then he'll also talk with Mike Clemens and discuss the weekend sports. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekday morning 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Oh, yeah.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms
have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers are inching closer to the regular season, and you can hear all the games again here on WRJN this season. Our next preseason game is coming up this Sunday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online at WRJN.com.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
At
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, it's high school basketball. The Prairie School is in the state tournament. We'll have the action for you coming up on WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon after basketball. Have a great night.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window, summer days again, and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
Listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.